Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you're really going to believe that, if you really believe in the sovereignty of God, well then quit being a hypocrite. And if God gave you this sickness, don't go to the doctor and take medication trying to get out of God's will. If God really made you sick, well then why would you fight against it? That's hypocritical. That's talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're saying God did it to you, and yet here you are submitting. I mean, you're resisting by going to a doctor and trying to get out of God's will. If it's God's will, let it really have its perfect work. If the way the sovereignty of God is taught was true, well, then there is no reason for us to study the Word. There's no reason for us to do anything. We might as well just go que sera, sera, whatever will be, because ultimately everything works out for good. And you know, I've had some people, when I preach this, get so mad at me. I've had people come up before and yell at me and say, "This is of the devil. How dare you say these kind of things?" And I'll use their own theology on them. And I'll say, "Hey, wait a minute. God's sovereign. I couldn't preach this if God didn't will it. God let me preach it." And you know what? If they believe their own theology, they would have to embrace that God must want me to preach this or it couldn't be preached. And yet they'll turn around and quickly say, "You're of the devil." People selectively do this. And they conveniently do it. When it's convenient, they just assume that, well, God must have allowed this tragedy, and that takes responsibility away from them. They don't have to assume any responsibility. And it's a way of coping. You know what? It is hard to sit there and say that the reason things are going wrong in my life isn't because God willed it. It's because there's a devil out there. And maybe I haven't been cooperating with God. And maybe I have allowed the devil. It doesn't have to be that you go out and just welcome him in and say, "Satan, give me cancer." But you haven't been building yourself up in faith. You haven't been standing strong in the Word. And because of this, you are weak spiritually. Maybe it's like I was talking about during the offering, that you haven't even trusted God in that thing which is least. And here you are trying to take the Scriptures out and believe for healing of cancer, and yet you've never believed God in the area of finances. If you can't do that which is least, you can't believe for much. If you've never lifted 5 pounds, you can't live 100 pounds. There may be a lot of things that are involved, but man, to sit here and blame God is wrong. And it gives a wrong impression of God. It keeps people from understanding the real love and the intimacy that God wants to have with us. It turns God into this harsh God who kills people. Again, if you could transpose to me all of the power and the authority that God has and make me responsible for everything, and that if you don't do something just right, I'm liable to give you cancer to straighten you out. I'm liable to kill your child. I'm liable to cause terrible tragedy. If you really believe that I was one doing all that, I guarantee you not many of you would want to be my friend. None of you would want to get close to me lest I start striking you with something. And you know what? This is exactly where many people are. There are people that have turned away from God by the thousands over this wrong teaching about the sovereignty of God. You know, Ted Turner, who's one of the most influential men in our nation, owns Turner Broadcasting and CNN, isn't it? Isn't he the one that started CNN? Am I right or wrong? Yes, some people say I'm right. I know I'm right. Anyway, CNN and a lot of these things. Did you know that Ted Turner, when he was young, was raised in a church? I think it was a Presbyterian church. And his sister, who was very close to him, got sick and died of some disease. I forgot what it was. And the Presbyterians came out and said that this was God's will, that God took her, that God is sovereign, nothing could happen. And Ted Turner right then decided that if there is a God, he hated him for killing his sister. And he is a self-proclaimed atheist right now. And Ted Turner is using CNN, and he's openly biased and admits it, to turn the Judeo-Christian ethics. He is developing movies. He is running Turner Broadcasting specifically to get people away from belief in God. He is the spirit of Antichrist is working through him actively. And you know, by his own admission, where this happened is over the doctrine of the sovereignty of God, when he saw his sister die and felt that God is the one that killed her. How much evil has been put forth in our world through that one man and through his broadcast and through all of these different things that he does because of the doctrine of the sovereignty of God? You know, I was told, I remember the pastor of the church that I attended came over and told me when I was 12 years old that God took your dad home today, that he needed him in heaven more than you needed him, and attributed his death to God. Now, I'm an exception. You know what? I just was lockstep doing what I was told, and so I went ahead and served God and sought God, even though I was told that God's the one to kill my dad. But I could understand how that other people would sit there and say, man, if God's the one that did this, why would I want to serve God? That is not a true representation of God. If you went out and told everybody about Andrew Womack, man, come to his meeting, and they're handing out cancer at the door. And they're giving people poverty and they're, you know, AIDS. And you could get, man, cursed and all these. You know what? Not many people would show up. And yet that's what we're saying. Come to God's house and he's liable to strike your kids with blindness and do something and do all these things to break you and to make you a better person. That's wrong. That's a misrepresentation of God. And it's turning multitudes of people away from God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power and with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Notice it says that healing is good. And he healed all, not some, but all that were oppressed of the devil. Not oppressed of God, but oppressed of the devil. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. Now, that needs a little bit of interpretation. Because there may be some of you that you are married to someone and you're just convinced that that is bad and it would be good for you to get another mate. And so you're going to go commit adultery or have a sexual affair. You know, that's not good. Not everything you think is good is good. But I'm saying that under the direction and the leadership of the Word of God, if it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. That's just real simple theology. And yet I saw a show on television where, I won't mention this guy's name, but it's a person that every one of you have seen on television, had somebody on his program, a woman, who her and her daughter were abducted by a man at gunpoint. He forced them into the car, drove them out into the country, raped them many times, laid them on the ground, shot them both in the back of the head, killed the daughter. The mother survived and lived through it. And the mother was on this guy's program saying, well, we don't know why God did this and why God allowed it. But, you know, it's working together for good. And, man, there's so much good. And I just praise God. This is what turned my life around. And I thank God. This looked bad, but it was really God moving in my life. Man, I was yelling at the television just... No, that's not God. And yet this is exactly where most people are. Blaming God. That's calling good evil and evil good. God did not cause rape and murder. God doesn't do that. God is not the one that's causing depression in your life. And yet people will just sit there and come to the Lord powerless. Like, oh God, please touch me and do something for me. I have no ability. And they are in a sense assuming that God, if you wanted to, you could snap your finger and I'd be full of joy and all my depression would be gone. That's wrong. It's like Wendell was preaching. I didn't get to hear all of his messages because I've been ministering to the youth and to the kids back there. But on Tuesday morning, he was talking about Psalms 41:10, that I will help you. He won't help you do nothing. You have to take a step. You have to do something. And then God will supernaturally enable and help you. But see, people come to the Lord and they aren't doing anything. God, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to praise you when I don't feel like praising you. I'm not going to stand here and speak forth that I'm blessed and start using the power that's in my tongue to produce life and death. I'm not going to do what your word says. God, I'm just sitting here praying and asking you to just supernaturally change my emotions. That's not how it works. But see, that goes back to this sovereignty of God. Well, God, the reason I'm here, I've asked you to take it away and I'm still depressed, so it must be your fault. So we go to God and ask God to do something. That's wrong. You need to recognize that the Bible says in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. And you are always in the presence of the Lord. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if you just got your mind stayed on who God is and thinking about Him, there would be fullness of joy. There would be pleasure forevermore. God's never the one that's not releasing His joy and peace. It's us. We get our mind on things of the world. You watch, you know, it just amazes me. Every once in a while, we'll be looking through TV and we'll see a horror film or we'll see a horror film advertised. And I just cannot for the life of me compute why anybody would like to see a horror film and be scared and terrified. I just don't see it. It just does not make sense. But you watch horror films, you watch murder, you watch lying, killing, and stealing, and adultery, and all of this ungodliness, that if there is any godliness in you, it should grieve you to see the terrible things that are happening to people. And you watch all of this, and then you wonder, why am I depressed? It's because you watch depressing things. Because you're focused on all the negative. If you listen to the news, you're going to be inundated with nothing but bad news. They aren't going to tell you the good news. They'll prophesy and say all kinds of lies, and then when none of it comes to pass, they'll just say, whoops, go on. They just fill you full of lies. And yet we listen to it, and then we wonder, why is it that we have a pessimistic view? It's because everything that's being predicted is pessimistic.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are getting your life changed through these little programs, and it's just making a huge impact. Could you imagine what it would be if you were to sit under the teaching of God's Word like this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 years? You know, that's basically what our Bible college is. And it's even enhanced because it's not just me teaching. You get other powerful ministers that come through. And you also get mentoring, personal mentoring. We spend a lot of time with our students. So I would like to encourage you that if you would like to go deeper and further, you need to get involved in our Charis Bible Colleges. There's many ways to take advantage of that. If you'd called, they'll share with you about how you could join today.